So it's that time of year again where I need to get back into a normal routine. But whether I'm feeling like having a relaxing or a totally active day, I like to include clean, delicious food in my routine. And that's why I always keep my freezer stocked with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes just a few minutes to prepare, and I never have to question if the food I'm eating is good for me.
They never use preservatives, added sugar, or artificial ingredients. Daily Harvest works directly with farms to freeze their ingredients at peak ripeness to lock in nutrients and taste. So my favorite are the Daily Harvest smoothies. And this morning I woke up with the ginger and green smoothie. So if you know me, you know how much I love ginger and you know how much I love my smoothies. And today I actually customized it and used it with coconut water instead of regular water to add like a little bit of extra flavor and zing. And it was absolutely amazing. Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in a process of transitioning to 100% recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you are ready to enjoy it.
Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Bible to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Bible for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. dailyharvest.com. Happy Thursday.
We made it.
We're back.
We made it another week.
Sorry, we've been MIA the past 2 weeks on here.
But I think they all know what's been going on. If they don't know, maybe we should kind of just like do a quick recap as far as like what's been going on in the Bible fam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So what's today? Today's Monday.
Today's
Monday for us. So it's been exactly 2 weeks since our dad passed away. Yeah. And it was really sudden and unexpected. And, you know, we just needed some time,
grieve.
To just be like with each other and just kind of not focus on anything other than just family and spending time with each other. So we appreciate your patience with us and
all of the support,
thank you.
What I noticed actually was because funny enough, our last episode was dedicated to him, we had such an enormous outpour of support and blessings and health and well wishes and all of that, which is so overwhelming. And I'm just so grateful for the community we have here that's been just there for us because, it's a two-way street, right?
Right. Totally.
Yeah. So for those of you wondering, like, what actually happened is, like, you all know we talked about it on our last episode that our dad's had cancer. And it was sudden, but it was a complication, like, due to, everything he was suffering from. And unfortunately, he lost the battle.
And like you said, it was like unexpected and kind of out of nowhere. So it was, a lot for us to kind of deal with. We're still dealing with it. But again, luckily we have each other and we have a very supportive, like strong family. So, and of course you guys, I mean, like she said, I want to thank you guys for all your support and prayers and all of that, because it means a lot. And we definitely went through and read a bunch of them. So thank you.
Yeah, all the messages were just so sweet. Grief is an interesting thing, and I hope no one's experienced, the loss of a parent, at this point. But if you have, you obviously can relate. But, having to put together like the funeral and everything, just to kind of lighten up the mood, because I don't really want this to be a sad
episode, right.
More just like in memory of, and some of the really cool things that have been happening since. when we were tasked with the creating of the collages, It was just so much fun to kind of like go through and like take a trip down memory lane.
Yeah. So like, you know? My mom, or sorry, I say my, but it's our. So our mom had a camera attached to her hand growing up. So like when I tell you there's like bins and bins and bins of photos.
Still sitting right there.
I know, that we went through because we wanted to make some collages for the funeral. So what did we end up doing? Four of them?
Four huge collages.
So, you know, we went through so many pictures. And when I tell you, everything we've ever done in our lives were photographed.
Legit. And then it carried on into our own personalities because we photographed everything with all of our friends all the time.
I know. So it was really nice. We saw pictures we've never seen before of, like, our parents when they just got married.
Oh, my God.
They had pictures of literally the day they got married because our parents eloped. So there was not, like, a whole big wedding. So we never saw some of these pictures. And
they were, like, sexy pictures.
I know. And how old were they? 20? Like 23?
They were like
23. Which is so crazy to think about.
But they were so cute.
I know. I know. Aww. So yeah, that and like seeing like pictures of family members when they were younger too. It was just like a really cool
and like
trip
dad
down memory
even
lane.
Like growing pictures of dad growing up and like how crazy it is to like think how different times are right now than they were like in the 60s and the 70s. Yeah. It's it's just so funny, like, you know, and something like I just want to mention really fast is like it really sucks that we don't have that now. Like everything is like social media based, right? So we don't have like our kids aren't going to have albums and albums and albums. We could create
that's
them,
not
I
true
guess.
Right. Yeah, so like right. The thing is we have the responsibility to sorry she's reaching her hand into a Cheetos bag as I'm saying this. We have the responsibility to print those photos, which we actually did a lot of from our phones. So I think it's really cool that we have, you know, cameras a part of our lives at all times with the phones. But again, like you said, it's not like you have to go drop off the film to get it developed to see what the photos are like it used to be, which is cool. But I think it's up to us to continue to make photo albums and keep our photos like – I mean, I have the iCloud backup. Do you remember I lost like over 25,000 photos last year?
I remember you calling me up crying.
Like I lost my entire phone was deleted and I didn't have any iCloud space. So it wasn't backed up like ever. There was zero iCloud backup.
Well, Carly had this conspiracy theory also about like backing things up into the cloud. Actual
I'm
cloud.
Like, right. Because like the cloud just sounds like a little freaking cloud floating up in the sky. That's all safe. But like to me, I'm like, no, that's a computer that's going to store all your information and whatever.
Anyway.
Moral of the story is I do back up to the cloud now.
And does it work better for you?
It does. Now at least I feel safe with that. But again, it is our responsibility to have them printed and to do stuff with them because...
So in your professional opinion, Carly, should people use the cloud?
I mean, I guess. Sorry. I think you should be careful of what photos you're having in the cloud.
Like that movie. Wait, what's the movie? Like Sex Tape. Did you ever see the movie Sex Tape?
I did not.
Where like something was saved to the cloud and it got downloaded onto someone else's phone.
Oh, God.
I have to do more research on it, but apparently it was, I didn't see it, but I just kept seeing previews.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful with the cloud.
Yeah. Or just, you know, don't take those photos or videos or have a digital camera that you keep private that you want to do that with. Listen, anyone can do whatever they want. Right, to
each his own. And we support you either way.
Either way. Yes. Yeah.
But we're like, I'm sitting here staring like through these clear bins right now and I see Carly in a bathtub.
I know, like it's crazy.
Covered in shaving cream.
I know. Who was I with in that?
You're there with Kelly and Boo.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
How old is that? You have me like earlier
five
than kindergarten.
Or six.
Younger than kindergarten. Definitely.
So funny.
So funny.
Yeah. So it's nice though because actually I was just telling Amanda that I've been cleaning out my whole garage the past
just been like
2 days.
Process.
Yeah, like I'm just in the mood to like purge everything in my life, and I actually have two or three memory boxes in the garage, and I want to like combine everything into like one area. That way, I always have it and have everything safe. Mm-hmm. So I think one of these boxes is actually mine. I found my yearbook from like second and third grade in there. I swear to God, which
it's
is so
funny.
Cool that I have all of that.
Do they even do yearbooks anymore? They
I'm
have
sure.
to, right?
I loved getting a yearbook every year.
Wait, how about the fact that
I graduated from high school 15 years ago.
Was it 15?
15 years, 14. And so this June is going to be 15 years.
Wow. That's insane.
That's crazy. Yeah. We just realized that because Colin was helping us move dad's.
Yeah. So. Oh, right. So yesterday we had to go move all of his stuff out of the apartment, which was, again, really hard and difficult to do.
It was sad.
Yeah, it was sad. So we went with Brett, Anthony, and then we picked up my little cousin Colin, who's really not so little anymore.
Oh my God, he's like a man.
I know. He's like taller than me, and he's a freshman in high school this year, which is so crazy. That's how we realized it's been 15 years, because our aunt went into labor the day after your graduation from high school.
So crazy.
So yeah, they helped with all the furniture, moving all the big furniture. So it took like all day, and I ended up getting a storage unit to put, because a lot of the stuff my dad had was from my house or like my stuff. So we just put it in a storage unit for now. So at least we got that all handled so that,
you know. We should give them a little piece of advice. When your man is handling something,
oh my God,
take a fucking walk.
Oh my God. So we noticed that. Like, we are just
me and we're exactly the same, first of all.
Oh, yes, we're the same, and we are just like mom. And like, we always think we're always right. We want to like do everything our way, we want to like just be in control of a situation. So, we both have been very aware of this, and we don't want to become like too much. So, we just kind of like let the boys do their thing and like had to just step away. And when we were emptying out the storage unit, me and her just went for a walk throughout the whole storage unit, which, what did we walk, like 2 miles almost?
It was about 2 miles.
We went for like a 2 mile walk, which was just like back and forth, touching the curb.
We had to touch the curb.
We were going curb to curb.
Yeah, but every single time we'd pass by the storage unit that they were at,
we would be telling them what to do. I know.
What is wrong with us?
A lot. And we kept saying, I was like, Amanda, let's go. We're walking.
Let's take a walk.
Because like you could tell they were just ignoring us, like just shut up and keep walking. Because realistically, like they were lifted, everything was heavy, so they were doing all the lifting and like trying to fit it in. We got like a little 5x10 storage unit, and it was like this, it was skinny,
it was like Tetris. But we got everything in for the most part, which is really good.
Yeah, so thank goodness. So thank you to the boys for your help. That was awesome. Yes,
shout out to them, because we wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
I know. And speaking of the boys, they were like, there was a Brett that called me and was like, I think me and Anthony should start a podcast.
When did he say that?
You don't remember that?
Oh, yes. Right after we did the podcast. After we did ours,
and I was like, you guys should. They're so cute together. And, you know, who knows? So if you guys think they should start a podcast, leave some comments.
What kind of questions would you ask them?
Yeah.
It would be like more barbershop talk type deal.
Yeah, or yeah, who knows?
They banter like crazy.
Yeah, we'll have to get them on again and do like, I always wanted to do a video, and I think it'd be cool with both of them, like having two opinions instead of just one, because I was thinking to do this for YouTube. Or we could even do it on YouTube. We could figure it out.
We can do it.
Where we ask the guys questions that girls want to know but are afraid to ask. Like, you know how there's like so many things, like even when you're single, whatever, like that you want to ask a guy, like you want a guy's opinion, but like you just maybe don't have that guy friend or guy person.
Give me
ask.
An example of a question. It's kind of like a,
like, do guys really care about like boob size? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like just random things that we think guys really care about that like we stress out over, and we, you know, we freak out, or we freak ourselves out over, and like they probably don't even give a shit about, type of thing.
I think so. This morning, and I wanted to slap Brett, but he meant it in the nicest way possible, and I love him so much. He goes, I really like you, like a little bit fluffier.
Fluffier.
I was like, what? He's like, there's more cushion. And I'm like, I'm not sure how to take it.
Well, listen, like, that's nice though. Like, it's better than him making fun of you. You're pregnant.
But
you know?
It just goes to show that, like, all the hard work and effort I put into, you know, eating really healthy and, like, working out all the time, like, he doesn't care about that shit.
No, he doesn't. And he loves your pregnant body. And it's funny because Anthony said, like, I don't know. I think like one day when you get pregnant, like I think that'll be like so hot to see you like with that belly. Like I think I'm going to love that. That'll like turn me on. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cute. That's good. Right. Like that's a supportive man right there.
Totally. Yeah. No, it's so funny. But it's kind of cool to see like how, you know, it sort of changes the relationship a little bit, like being pregnant, you know. I feel like he has like a newfound respect.
Yeah, for you.
Like a different kind of respect, or yeah, like even a right, different kind of love too. It's really nice.
Because you're the one carrying the child.
His child. How yeah. about his baby pictures?
Oh yeah, we just went
Speaking
through all
of
his baby
pictures.
Right. We just went through all his baby pictures and he was a cute baby. And Amanda, I've said this a million times, but Amanda was the cutest baby. So
does we come in like a close second, although you yeah. were a really cute baby.
Yeah, I would say I would say I come in second.
We had a really awkward yeah. stage though. That stage, she's looking at me God. Like, don't even mention it.
Well, yeah, when we were going through all the pictures, it's there like, was like what grade?
It
was like
eyebrows.
Eighth grade for me. I know it was like from eighth grade to like junior year. I like
it that wasn't
was,
that long
for me. It was like no, end of eighth, like way end, going into freshman year to like maybe like. End of sophomore year then, fine.
So Carly had this really, really, really curly hair.
Ugh. And I had like blonde. It was like blonde
it
highlights.
It was blondish, but she went through this stage where she cut bangs.
Ew. I cut like front
bangs.
So my hair naturally, like I do the keratins now, which some of you guys may know. I posted like a million videos about it. But my hair naturally is like crazy, crazy curly, frizzy. And I decided I wanted to do front bangs, which is like the fringe bangs. But like I think I definitely cut them myself, and I definitely cut them too short.
And
like,
too thick.
Yeah. And if I didn't blow them out, like they were like little shriveled up, little curly pieces. So there was a vacation. We went to Aruba and there was like a time we went quadding, and I was on the freaking quad with Dad, and I didn't use any of these pictures in the collage because my
so
little
bad.
Curls were like standing
it was like a mohawk. It's so cute though.
Oh my God, it was, don't even say they were cute, like it was not cute.
It was a really awkward stage. He's in the litter box.
Oh, I'm like, what is that noise?
He's in the litter box.
We're at Amanda's doing this podcast for once, or my mom's, I should say. It's become yours. We're in your apartment up here.
But Pablo, he does this thing like anytime he comes in and out of the litter box, he like paws. He's so clean and so tidy and mm-hmm. like adorable. Look at, see how he wipes his little toes.
Oh, what a good boy.
He's such a good boy. Fuzz, on the other hand, he'll jump out of the litter box and then he'll just walk. Him, he cleans off all four of his paws, and it's the cutest thing ever. It's like a slow
no
process. Yeah.
Look at you. Oh my God. Today's Cindy and Bear's fifth birthday.
Five. They're five.
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 I know. That made me really sad to think.
Oh my God.
They're 5 years old.
Oh my God.
I mean, not sad, but like, that time just went so fast.
Wow.
I know.
Is
I didn't
this
even
like,
get
wait,
them anything.
Is this 5 years old? Like you've had them on this date 5 years?
No, no,
or
no.
Their
today is their fifth birthday. I got okay. them in November. They were born September 21st, mm-hmm. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to like get them a little present. I'm wait. Still trying to think about what I want to do every year. You know how I do like my Halloween pictures the past yeah. 2 years with the cats. I'm trying to think what I want to do this year.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. But we should leave it as a
yeah,
surprise.
We can't say it.
Can't
you got
to
tell
it.
Me.
It has to be a surprise.
Wait, I want to know. Okay, you'll have
it's
to tell me.
Fun.
You'll have to tell me after this. So
Carly
can...
always has the best Halloween pictures. Wait, my favorite one was, I think it was 2 years ago when you were dressed as a skeleton.
Mm-hmm. And they were all
skeletons.
I know.
So cute.
I know. That
I
was awesome.
I dressed mine up though.
I know. I did Winnie the Pooh last year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, but
you're not.
I love it. I love them so much. They're my children.
They're your children. Just like how
they're my kitty
my
children.
Firstborns.
Yeah, my firstborns. It's hard to believe that when we go to the bathroom in this country, most of us wipe instead of wash. For years, bidets have been available, but hideously expensive, costing thousands of dollars. The Hello Tushy Modern Bidet attachment is here to democratize the blessings bestowed by bidets and offer clean tushies to everyone. This is an awesome thing to have, and for anyone who hasn't tried one before, they are life-changing.
Hello Tushy cleans your butt with a precise stream of fresh water for just $79. It attaches to your existing toilet, requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and cuts toilet paper use by 80%. So the Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in just a few months. Ditch paper products and uncomfortable chafing when you switch to the soothing, cleansing stream of water from a Hello Tushy bidet attachment.
And every Hello Tushy bidet comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
Go to hellotushy.com/related to get 10% off. This is a special offer for our listeners. So go to hellotushy.com/related for 10% off. hellotushy.com/related.
So I just bought, I'm like staring at my feet. So I just bought like 12 new pairs of fuzzy socks.
Oh my God. Where?
From Amazon. Life changing. What are yours from?
Mine are foxes on bicycles.
So cute. So it's been cold here in Jersey. Like all of a sudden it's literally like fall, dead fall.
Yeah.
Meaning like dead fall, meaning to me,
dead
that
center of fall.
No, and like that there was no like transition. It went from like hot as like fuck, like 80 something degrees to 40. It was like 40 degrees last night.
Well, me and we were literally just at the beach the like the weekend that all the stuff happened.
Yeah.
That was 2 weeks.
Well, I actually think it says like later in the week it's going to be like 80 again. So which, honestly,
I mean, that's so normal, I think, for this time of year.
Yeah, it goes back and
this,
forth.
Because we get up at every morning, we get up at like 5-ish because we go to the gym at 6 and she's looking at me like, what the fuck are you even talking
that's honestly
about?
Honestly, sounds like hell.
It's not. It's actually really good.
Anthony has been getting up early.
Love it. But this morning we woke up, there was frost on the car. There was frost
was
on the car.
Was there dew?
There was a
there dew.
Dew
on there was the grass? A dew.
I stuck my finger in and there was a dew.
The dew.
The dew. Carly used to come visit me at college probably every weekend.
The TCNJ. I just said TCNJ and TCNJ.
Yeah, TCNJ. And she would come visit me because obviously.
Obviously. I was living my college dream while I was in high school.
Through me.
That's why I never really felt guilty about not going.
Yeah, you came all the time.
I know.
But we used to hang out and like... I don't recommend doing this at home, guys.
Disclaimer.
Hanging out at the frat house.
Yeah.
But we used to hang out at the frat house, and Carly obviously would come with me. And there was just like one really funny night where we were talking about like the dude.
No, it was that kid. He walks in.
His name is Ryan Sinke.
I don't know if we should keep his name in there.
Oh, whatever. He doesn't listen to this. Okay. Maybe if he does listen, if he doesn't, maybe he should.
He walks in. I remember it was like a dark room. We were all just like watching a movie or something. And he walks in like so wasted. And he was like, you know, my the dew, right? And he just starts going on about the grass and the dew and how when you bend over and you touch the dew that it's wet. Like, I don't even know. But he went on for like, I think 45 minutes and we were
so
all peeing
funny.
Our pants.
I don't even.
Right. Like
so
the shit that you remember is so
right?
funny.
Yeah.
We even found pictures from college. I remember there was that outdoor party. I had that yellow shirt on that we had in like yellow and green.
Freshman year.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you came to the, it was at the, it was called The Hole.
The Hole.
So there was a frat at our college and there had a house called The Hole and Carly came. It was, it was like their yearly like barbecue.
Yeah,
I forget
yeah.
what it was, but it was like this outdoor party.
Yeah, we found pictures from there, which was so funny.
Was that still like the awkward stage?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. But it's funny because at the time we didn't realize that it was awkward. We thought we had it going on.
We didn't have social media back
yeah,
then.
Yeah. Like what is like, it with kids these days? No one goes through an awkward stage anymore.
I know.
Like, it builds character to go through those awkward stages.
Like, no one told us how bad our eyebrows were.
No, and, like, I swear to God, like, some people, like, ask me, like, I don't get it. How are you so humble? And I'm like, well, like, I'm just me. I am just who I am. But, like, I also had some really rough years, you know, where, like, I don't know. Like, I grew into myself. So, like, I feel like people that are just, like... I don't want to sound like this. I don't hope this doesn't sound like superficial or anything, but people that are just like always good looking their whole life, they just maybe they're not as humble.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe they are humble, but like,
I know.
At the end
but
of
you
the
know
day,
what I mean? Like those, you got to go through like the bad times to
oh
really
God,
appreciate
but those
the good.
Bad times were like, fucking,
oh my
God.
Yeah. And no, we will not be showing you photos.
Never,
so don't even
ever.
Ask.
Like Brett has pictures of them. He's like, this is blackmail.
I want to burn them, actually. I want to burn those
we
couple
can't,
of
we,
years.
You know what? We have to keep them so that we stay humble.
No, it's so funny.
No, but yeah, the eyebrows even. Like, that's what I keep thinking back to. I'm like, what the hell are we even thinking?
I know. So I know we just went on a whole tangent, but what was really, like, crazy when this all happened with our dad, the following day,
yes.
we came. I don't this
I know.
Is,
exactly
it just popped into my head for
say.
Some reason. Me and Anthony came over for breakfast on, like,
Monday.
Tuesday.
It was Monday.
It was
you
the day.
You came that
right, so
morning.
It happened, like, late Sunday night, which was technically Monday. So
1:30 a.m. Sunday night, Monday
morning.
Oh, wait,
today's Monday.
Right.
So it really was two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we sat on the couch and we were all just talking about my dad and everything that happened. And we were all crying. And all of a sudden, the lights turned on.
And the light switch was off.
Right. So the light switch was off and the lights turned on in the kitchen. So, like, I keep saying this to people when I tell them because I think it's so crazy. Like, if the light switch is on and they flicker off, like, I've seen that happen, which is would still be – we would have still taken that as a sign.
Right.
But the fact that the power was actually off and they and the lights turned on.
Right.
And then about a minute later, they turned back off. We were like, wow, dad's with us. Like, he believed in signs so much.
So strong. Yeah. So we were saying, like, he's going to come through strong because he was that person that we'd be laying out in the backyard, like, looking up for UFOs and, like, looking for the signs. And he was always into, like, synchronicity and, like, anything energy and, like, that mind-body connection and synchronicities.
And yes, like, we know he's going to be coming through.
Well, how about the day of his funeral where the fucking earthquake
There was an earthquake in Freehold, New Jersey, a 3.1.
That's which never happened.
31 is like my number.
Right.
And he knew that was my number. So it was just so funny that 3.1 on the day of his funeral. So we're like, that was him going out with a bang because, like, he was not ready to go. Like, no way, no how.
No, not at all. And wait, how about how we both got our license plates in after, like, everything happened and they both have 31 on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Poppies. You want to say hi?
Hi.
He sits on Brett's lap every morning while Brett, like, is getting ready. And he'll just, like, sit there and love and purr.
Oh, Pub is the best. He's the cute. If you guys have any ideas on what I should dress my cats up as this year, send them my way. Why don't we do some shout-outs from some comments?
Yeah, there's a couple I think that stood out to me. So I am obsessed with this podcast. I've been binge listening every day. This podcast has brought so much light and sparkle to my life. I get teary-eyed every time I listen. It's real-life girl talk about everything. I adore you both so much, and I feel like I personally know you both. From Chloe Bell.
Aww.
I like that one. That was the first one I
saw. I love the name Chloe.
Yeah, I love that too.
Thank you, Chloe. We love you.
Love you, love you.
Love you. Oh, this was a good one. This is... the name on here is The Best If All. God works in mysterious ways, and the fact that you both dedicated your last episode to your dad is truly God's work. Your dad was an amazing man. Praying for you both and your family. May God be your strength through this time.
Aww.
So that was really sweet. I know we did say that. It was crazy how...
And
even my last vlog that I posted, I mean, you know, I had my full phone conversation that I kept on, which was crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting too. And I am a true believer that everything happens for a reason and, like, there's signs everywhere and everything like that. Mm. But, like, right, that, like, the weekend before it happened, like, I had gotten into an argument with him. And then the Thursday that I took him to chemo, like, I was just like, I just need to let this shit roll off because,
you know,
at the end of the day. And, like, we had a really nice car ride and, like, a really cool talk and, like, about, you know, just life, love, pursuit of happiness, babies, things like that, you know, which was really nice. But, like, after everything happened, like what you were saying with the signs and, you know, to not completely, but completely change the subject back to the signs thing again. But remember I told you about the birds?
Mm-hmm.
So I started my morning because I told you guys I do like those early, early morning workouts. And I continued to go to the gym because that's like how I needed to like work out like any of those pent up emotions and stuff. And I just said in my head, like, Dad, if you're here, send me birds. And literally within minutes, there was flocks of birds flying. And then I turned the radio on and three songs in a row, like, I kid you not, was the country music station. And it was singing about the birds and the bees, three songs in a row, which was nuts.
The birds and the bees?
The birds and the bees. Because remember I said I told him to send me signs.
No, I know. But do you know what the birds and the bees
mean? What that means. Oh. But, like, it's not every day.
No,
like,
I didn't know
if you
knew. There's
a song with the word bird.
No, I know. I remember you called me right after. We were meeting up. We were meeting up at Staples to get some pictures.
Done.
Yeah, no, and... when you told me all that, I remember we were sitting in the car and
but then the psychic told you to look for cardinals.
Yeah.
And that's birds too.
Yeah.
And then Aunt Donna's shirt had birds on them.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, so I think if you are open to signs, you know, it's not gonna be like written out right in your face. I think you need to just be open to them, and I think that's when you find them the most, and you know.
That's like that quote, if you don't believe in magic, then you'll never find it.
Mm-hmm.
But like on the flip side of that, if you believe in the magic, you'll always find it
everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
At ModCloth, they make getting dressed fun. Back to being independently owned, they're all about perfect fits for everybody. Unique, mood-boosting prints, vintage-inspired, versatile styles that make you look good, but more importantly, make you feel good. Find your joy at ModCloth.
I'm so excited because I just placed an order on ModCloth. They had some of the most perfect fall knits and things that are going to fit my growing body, because ModCloth is something unique for everybody. And it was just fun to kind of like look through and see all the different styles that they had for the upcoming season.
And I also did a little browsing on ModCloth. You guys know I love online shopping, and they did have really unique items. I love vintage items especially, so I can't wait to get my order in as well.
Totally.
To get 20% off your purchase of $75 or more, including sale items, go to modcloth.com, modcloth.com, and enter code Bible at checkout. Promo code cannot be combined with other offers.
Again, that's modcloth.com and enter Bible for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
So me and Amanda were, you know, sitting down to brainstorm, and we were thinking about like next episodes and stuff like that. And I know we have a couple of exciting guests that are coming up. I think Amanda wanted to share a little bit about that, which is cool to get you guys excited.
Well, I know Carly and I were both extremely excited about all the guests that we have on.
I mean, of course. But you wrote them all down.
I was writing them all down.
Ooh,
we should tell them just the first three guests that we have in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And they'll be, of course, slotted into our episodes like as we go forward. But our first guest is going to be Brittany Aldean. Carly, how excited
Dying
are you?
Dying inside.
What has you so excited?
I mean, I think our entire lives, me and Amanda have been in love with country music. And again, that goes back to our parents. Like, that's all we used to listen to growing up.
Yeah.
So, like, it's all I listen to. It's like an obsession of mine. And Brittany Aldean is the wife of Jason Aldean. And he's one of my all-time favorite country singers. And I know she has so many amazing things going on for herself. So I can't wait to get her on here and, you know, just get to chat. And if you guys have any questions or anything that you guys want us to ask her, definitely send them over. We were thinking you could send them over to our related podcast Instagram page that we just made it. So we're not pretty active on there yet. But if you want to send in any questions, that's where we're going to go. And we'll give you guys a shout out while we have her on there, which will be really cool. So
yeah,
our Instagram handle is at the related podcast. So again, if you have any questions, please send them there and we will definitely read them live when we have her on.
We're going to pick a few to read live. We're not going to be reading all the questions live. So we should just kind of like...
No, not all of them, obviously. Yeah. No, I know, yeah. But for a chance.
So Brittany's going to be our first guest. And then we have two other exciting guests that we have scheduled for the coming weeks. And the next one is Amber Lee Lyons. And she is known as the Chakra Girl. So
I'm so excited.
All about energy, healing. And I've had a couple of conversations with Amber just through like Instagram DMs, and I cannot wait to just chat with her about all things like energy, because it's so up her alley.
Maybe we can learn like some ways to like clear our energy, clear our chakras and all of that, because
like chakra cleansing.
Yeah, when I did that the Reiki once, I've done it a couple times, but the one time I went, she said I'm pretty balanced, but like how do we know we're balanced? Like maybe she has like the answers that we can all try to do along with with her while we
some,
do
like,
it.
Some practical tools to take away.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so if we have questions cool. for Amber, you can submit them again at the Related Podcast. And then the third guest that we have scheduled is Reese Evans. So I can't express to you guys enough how much I love Reese.
She talks about her all the time.
So Reese, I talk about you all the time.
All amazing things, like, of course.
Not to be creepy or anything. But Reese is my mentor, and she is the founder of the Yes Supply. And what Reese has done is built herself an incredible business, which I have found so inspiring. And like all of these women right. that we have coming on here have built incredible online businesses, mm-hmm. just like me and Carly have done. And I think that's also something really powerful, that like we're really successful women in business that have mm-hmm. built these
empires
on the internet, following our dreams. Yeah. So like that's, I think, the common theme we also have going on with a lot of the women that we're going to be bringing on as our guests, and men maybe down the line.
Of course.
I know there's one specific man I wanted to bring on.
Who?
Tommy Pelfrey.
Oh.
Right? How fun would that be?
So this is like a family friend that yeah. we've known forever. He is from... what is the show that...
Ozark. Like, how do you forget that?
No, I just couldn't remember the name. No, that's one of my favorite shows.
Favorite show.
It's Wendy's brother on the last season of Ozark. So if you guys watch it, like, he played the most amazing role. And we were so freaking excited and proud of him. I know.
Oh, my God. We've known Tommy since we're literally in diapers.
Yep. And, yeah, that was so awesome to see. And he played the most amazing role.
Oh, my God, so good.
Totally.
Yeah. But we have some really, really fun things planned for you guys. And, again, if you have any suggestions as far as other guests you'd like to see on our podcast.
Yeah, totally. Let us know.
Let us know. Drop them in the DMs. Drop your questions.
Drop it low, girl.
Drop it low. Drop the mic.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Sorry. No, just stop. I'll just eat another Cheeto.
Oh, my God. My God, you're so funny.
Yeah, so that's what's to come. And
You know who I want to get on here?
Who?
Okay, sorry, this is so random, but it just came to me because I don't know if you guys saw the new series on Netflix, The Home Edit. Holy effing shit. I watched all episodes in 2 days. I was up till 3 a.m. the other night watching like as many as I could before I pass out. But not only do I want them on here, honestly, I want them to come do my house. Like, I mean, Amy is like the most amazing organizer of life, but that would be so freaking cool. They are two badass women, and they also built an empire for themselves, and that would be so cool.
yeah,
I'm gonna reach out to them.
You should.
I hope they'll I don't know if they'll
Wait,
answer me, but I'll try.
Like to just put a side note there for Amy, when Amy first started working with you, it literally was like the Container Store threw up in your house. It was the best.
No, not even.
It was so good.
I thought you meant before she started working for me.
No,
before
after.
She started working for me, it was a freaking nightmare. That girl changed my life. We should get Amy on here.
Oh my God.
We should
give
get
you,
Amy.
Like the details behind the
right,
scenes.
Right, the dirty secrets. She's literally an angel. She changed my life. I love her so much.
And we both love
Amy,
you.
Amy, I know you're listening because you listen to every episode because you are just the cutest in the world. She always like comes
I
in after she
I take
credit
for Amy, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we quickly tell them about Amy? Let's talk about Amy for a minute. She's going to
You know what? I'm going to put her on my list of guests.
Yeah, you know what's so funny,
just,
though, because she'll come into work and she'll be like, I just listened to your podcast. It was so amazing. And she'll tell me like points that she liked about it. So I'm like, I love you. Well, yeah, let's tell them how we found Amy. So Amy's my assistant. For the third time, I think I just said that. But so when we actually...
But she's really like family at this
point. Of course. She is family. I told her that. I told her she's family. She knows she's family. But no. So what happened was me and Amanda were going into the city one day. I had a business meeting and I wanted to bring Amanda for moral support. And remember we were vlogging that day?
Oh my God. That was the day that I couldn't tell you what Brett did for a living.
Oh yeah. He analyzed finances. So we were vlogging and she was just like, you need an assistant. So I'm like, all right. So while we're vlogging, I was like, all right, so I'm looking for an assistant, blah, blah, blah. Send in your resumes to, and we made up an email address. And Amanda went through thousands and thousands and thousands of emails.
And we found Amy.
Yeah, you interviewed how many people? Like 5, 10?
I interviewed like 10 or 15.
Yeah. 10 or 15 people. And I let her do the interviewing and all of that because, like, not only is my sister, like, just amazing, but she was also an assistant for a lot of really powerful people. So I was like, who better than you to figure out, like, who would be good for this position?
Yeah.
And I narrowed it down to 2 people and I had them come to the house. And it was cool because I was so nervous because I've never interviewed anyone in my life. Like, I've been on interviews, which I was always scared about. And what I did was I had some questions written down and then I sent them up into my closet, which I don't know if you guys saw. I have an old closet tour, which it was a really nice closet.
It was a fun closet.
And I was like, all right, so, you know, there's going to be times where I'm not going to have time to pick out my outfit. Like, go upstairs and pick out like 3 outfits that you love that you think that I would wear. So Amy literally picked, I think 2 out of 3 were like my...
their upcoming outfits that I remember. It was like a jean 2-piece.
Yeah. So it's one like the jean 2-piece outfit with the pearls all over that, like the most iconic outfit in my closet, I think. And she picked like 2 of my favorite ones out of the whole closet. So yeah. I was like, oh.
Match made in heaven.
I mean, that's not why I picked her. I picked her for a million other reasons, but that was just like a cool little perk. Like even now, like if I'm going anywhere, I'm like, all right, this is what I'm planning. What should I wear? And she'll pick out outfits for me. Like she's just an angel. She really is the best.
She really is like in your head. Like she knows you.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to play you guys what she sends me.
No.
She used to send this. She's going to hate me. She used to send this to me every morning. Hold on.
Is it a voice note? Oh. Amy, I want one.
Wait, ready? This is the latest one.
Morning sunshine. The earth says hello.
And the best is it's the face emoji, like where it's like a person.
No.
Yeah. So she used to send that to me like every morning and then she hadn't done it in a while and she sent that to me. It was like 2 days ago and she's like, I haven't done it in a while.
Oh my God. Like, oh. I want one of those.
Well, she'll listen to this and you'll get yours.
Oh my God.
The earth says hello. Hello. So yeah, Amanda definitely gets all credit for Amy. So we had to just give a little shout out to Amy.
Love you, Amy.
Love you, Amy. So I feel like those are some really cool people that we're gonna have on the episode, and then I just thought of someone else that I want to try and get on here.
Okay.
Which is really cool. So yeah, let us know if you guys have any other suggestions. We
are open to them.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good idea to have this Instagram now for you guys to reach out because it's a little bit of an easier way for both of us to keep track. Yeah. I know we were saying send it to Amanda because she will see them quicker, but I feel like this is a way that we can both, you know, see and respond and all of that. And yeah. I think we're going to definitely do another giveaway soon. So send us ideas on what you guys want to win and all of that good stuff.
Ooh, yay. That's exciting. I didn't know we were doing another giveaway soon.
I think we should definitely
I think so. That would be a lot of fun. I know. That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you again, everybody, for, you know, all of your support, all of the love, all of the, you know, energy that you've been sending our way. It's definitely been received and appreciated. We love you guys so, so much. And we are so excited to keep creating awesome content for you.
Yeah. I think we should end it with a nice quote as usual.
Of course. Could we do it any other way? Should we have Pablo say the quote? He's very vocal today.
Hi, Tuts.
Hi, baby.
Ooh, this is a good one. So this is the quote we wanted to end with for the day. After a loved one passes, be encouraged by their passing and legacy. Instead of crying, live an inspired, spiritual, and happy life like they did when they were here.
Live each day with encouragement, knowing that they are proud and smiling down on you from heaven.
Yes.
I really like that.
I love that too. Yeah. I know I have him as my background on my phone. So
me too. We have the same picture.
I know. So every time I open it, it's him giving like two thumbs up. So
yeah.
It's nice. Sweet. So Dad, I know he's going to be with us forever. We love you, Dad. And we miss you. I know he's so cute.
He's so cute.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you have an amazing weekend. And we will talk to you next week.
Yay. Happy Thursday. Have a good weekend. And talk to you guys soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.